A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
China's leadership have signaled more stimulus measures to come. Seems like a gradual approach to managing disappointing economic data doesn't seem to be working for them. According to a statement from a Politburo meeting yesterday, chaired by the president himself, Xi Jinping, China's economic situation is changing, downward pressure is increasing, and the government need to take timely steps to counter this.
The signal of increasing urgency came just hours after purchasing manager reports showed an across-the-board deterioration that risks spilling into a broader drag on global growth. Now, that pretty much means that the current economic health isn't too good, and if not managed efficiently, that's going to affect global growth. So just bear that in mind, all right? The world's second largest economy is clearly being damaged by its trade war with the U.S. and a domestic debt cleanup.
So far, officials have added modest policy support. They've ranged from the tax cuts to regulatory relief. Rather than going down the road of repeating the fiscal firepower seen after a previous slowdown, what do investors have to say? Not the most convinced by the drip feed approach, especially with the yuan hovering around a decade low and even the stocks sliding. Manufacturing growth in China slowed to the lowest level in more than 2 years. And while economists had seen further tax cuts coming, few actually predicted the bigger stimulus for now.
An export sub-gauge fell deeper into contraction territory, suggesting that an earlier export rush to beat U.S. tariff deadlines will fade sharply. Got so many questions about this, and we're very privileged to have with us on the line to help us out, Jeff Howie, market strategist at the Singapore Exchange. Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good morning, Elliot. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Got a couple of questions about this China situation, Jeff. What do you think of the latest signals around the Chinese economy? I mean, how much trouble are they in?
Well, the precursor to these recent numbers is pretty much like the line the Straits Times published a week or so ago with the headline, "The economic growth slumps to its weakest since 2009, and that was on the back of that 6.5% year-on-year growth in the third quarter in its GDP. The number yesterday, that slowdown, as you were talking about, the official purchasing managers index, that fell to 50.2, so it's two ticks above into the expansionary zone still, but the expectation was for 50.6 and it's shrunk from 50.8 the previous month. So, you know, at the moment, the focus is on the currency by the markets, as you were talking about, and there are two key areas that are driving that. It's depreciation of the renminbi, which has been driven by the rising US dollar, which rose to new year highs last night, as well as the slow economic momentum we're seeing in China.
We're talking to Jeff Howie, market strategist at the Singapore Exchange.
Hey, Jeff. So what are you expecting the stimulus measures to be like in terms of options? And how do you think this is going to be affecting the markets? Chinese markets haven't been doing too well this year.
Well, exactly like Yasmin said, that we're not seeing any responses that are of the scale of those past massive fiscal stimuluses. But there are important policy devices, and PBOC, for instance, will always surprise us with a new measure that does seem to have some effect. And can't take away from the announcement they've made to help stabilise the currency yesterday. That's the auctioning of 20 billion renminbi, which is almost 3 billion US dollars, of 3-month bills and 12-month bills in Hong Kong next Wednesday. So that's the first debt issue to occur in Hong Kong that will kind of help build the foundation for an official mechanism to conduct monetary policy outside of China. That's important too. There's also a lot to be done in terms of the small to mid-cap stocks, because in the year to date, if you look at the CSI 300, it's down 23%, but over the past 12 months, mid-caps have underperformed large caps and small caps have underperformed mid-caps. We've seen a stronger market here. Our FTSE ST China Index has only seen half the declines in the year to date that the CSI 300 has generated.
So we are seeing the currency, like you mentioned, hitting some fresh lows. Right now it's lingering around 10-year lows, Jeff. What do you think is going to be the impact on this on the currency front, especially with Chinese companies when they get their earnings back? It's not going to be great news for the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, possibly like a lot of this bad news is factored in. As we said, the stock market, the overall benchmark is down between 20 and 25% year to date. So that's always a forward-looking type of benchmark into the earnings themselves. But I think for these businesses that are reporting, outlooks are important, but also reducing financial costs for these businesses. So that's also been one of the key initiatives that the government have been doing through the banking system and the credit mechanisms and so forth to help reduce financial costs for these businesses. You think of it this way too. You know, China has more than four times the population of the US, mm-hmm. but its GDP per capita is only 1/6 of the GDP per capita in the US. And the small, medium-sized businesses, small to medium-sized enterprises, they are going to provide more than 4/5 of the jobs in the Chinese cities. Hence, there's a key foundation there for more targeting or what might seem like piecemeal reforms, but nonetheless, very importantly focused on providing better opportunities and better growth for the small to medium-sized enterprises.
We're speaking with Jeff Howie, market strategist at the Singapore Exchange. And of course, we are talking about China's current economic situation. And you talk about China's economy, you got to talk about the ongoing trade tensions. I mean, reports that the U.S. is preparing to announce, say, early December, that's going to slap tariffs on all remaining imports from China if, let's say, talks between U.S. President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping fail to ease the trade war. Jeff, I'd like to get your thoughts on how this could affect the yuan and how can China even possibly cushion this blow?
Well, it affects the yuan because any trade tariff talk increases the US dollar. So US dollar goes up, yuan goes down. So that's the direct impact. But there's also, I guess from a policy perspective, China is looking to obviously diversify its exports across various markets and maybe not be putting so much focus on exports to the US. As you know, it's about $500 billion to the US. But the key focus for markets will obviously be 30th of November and 1st of December because that's the G20 leaders meeting in Buenos Aires. That's going to be critical.
And still on China, Jeff, in light of the U.S. midterm elections that will be happening next week, where do you think that would take the direction of U.S.-China's relationship?
Again, I would say focus will remain on the currency because the U.S. dollar is strong. You know, you've got a big difference between the monetary policy of the Fed Reserve and the PBOC at the moment. The U.S. is strong. It's a peripheral in the world. It's expected to grow more this year than it did last year, whereas the majority of the world is seeing decelerating growth, and no more so than in China. As we said, Straits Times put out the headline last week, notifying everyone, this is the slowest growth since 2009. So when you've got low growth in China, high growth in the US, I think having that meeting ground for the G20 leaders summit in Buenos Aires, Argentina, remember one of the two most effective markets with the EM outflows earlier in the year, will be critical. So I mean, the midterm elections will be important, obviously, for American politics with a direct effect for the US dollar affecting China, but for the trade war and the ongoing kind of policy and trade solutions, is all focus will be on G20.
Jeff, nice to hear your thoughts and nice to know that you follow the Straits Times headlines so closely. Market strategist at the Singapore Exchange, always so good to speak with you. Thank you.